This is News Talk.
The Irish government's being told today 30,000 bed days and €24 million can be saved across Irish public hospitals every year, while the length of patient stays would be shortened and the recovery of hospitalised COVID-19 patients can be improved. That's all if every hospital implements a new national standard for inpatient nutrition. I'm joined by Carmel O'Hanlon, clinical specialist dietitian at Beaumont Hospital, who's with the Irish Society for Clinical Nutrition and Metabolism. Morning, Carmel. These are pretty bold claims. How can having a proper standard for nutrition for patients bring so many benefits to the health sector?
Yes, thanks, Shane. It really can. We know that this is all to do with malnutrition, and we know malnutrition can impact on anyone, anywhere, from young to old, in all settings. And we know from our own research, again, that about 3% of the population, that's approximately 140,000 to 150,000 people at any one time are impacted by malnutrition. And from our own national surveys, we found that one in three patients admitted to Irish hospitals are at risk of malnutrition. And this survey was repeated again with the same result. And from my own practice, the vulnerable patients that I see that are particularly linked, you know, with malnutrition risk would be people with cancer, people with cystic fibrosis, with inflammatory bowel disease, with COPD, with MND, stroke, older people who have dementia and frail older people and people who have difficulty swallowing. So there's loads of people out there who can suffer from malnutrition. So the whole purpose of this guideline is to catch the risk of malnutrition before it develops, okay? So it's to identify the risk of malnutrition and to manage this through effective use of oral nutrition support.
Right, so how do the guidelines work then in hospitals? If every hospital introduced the guidelines, how do they work?
Yeah. So the first thing is that the hospital needs to choose a screening tool. Now, there's two screening tools that we're recommending, and these are rapid, easy and simple procedures that are performed on people when they're admitted, and it highlights the risk of malnutrition. Now, it doesn't diagnose malnutrition, but it highlights the risk. And this screening should be done by trained healthcare workers. And in Ireland, we're recommending that nurses are key to this, to screening, and maybe healthcare assistants can assist them under nursing supervision. And then when the nurses screen and they identify risk, there's a plan of action. So screening doesn't work without a plan of action. And in a nutshell, the plan of action is refer to a dietitian, but start treatment immediately without delay using the evidence-based care pathways that we provide in the guideline.
And would this not mean extra work for nurses who we already hear are under such pressure?
Oh, absolutely. Extra work for nurses and dietitians, and particularly for the assessment as well. So for both, and we have a budget impact analysis done with this that shows the need for extra staffing from the point of view of nursing and dietetics. But even with existing staff, in Beaumont Hospital, for instance, we've been very successful in implementing this. And we have seen from our own research, you know, a reduction in length of stay on the wards that we introduced screening onto. And we've now rolled that out hospital-wide. So it really does work. You know the way? It really does work.
Yeah.
And we have seen...
Yeah, you also say, I mean, saving bed days and 24 million, you also say it could help with the COVID-19 situation in hospitals.
Yes, now, you know, people who require hospitalisation for COVID-19, I think, are particularly vulnerable to nutritional deterioration. And this is because they haven't been eating well. Maybe by the time they get to the hospital, they might have had a 7 to 10 day period where their appetite has been reduced. And, you know, I think the early release of this guideline in April by Minister Harris at the time was a really key thing to happen, because in my own experience, I found that screening for nutrition risk has really proven beneficial for allowing early intervention in these COVID patients. And I work in the intensive care unit, so by the time the patients, if patients do have to come down to me, they're in a better state because they've been caught early. So it really does make a difference. And I think the government was well right there, was right on the ball there to release this early, even before the launch. As you know, it's only been launched today.
Yes, and you want every public hospital to adopt this. Okay, we shall leave it there. A lot more about the launch later. Carmel, thank you very much for joining me. That's Carmel O'Hanlon, Clinical Specialist Dietitian at Beaumont Hospital, who's with the Irish Society for Clinical Nutrition and Metabolism.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com, this is Newstalk.